Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Well, if Joe's leaving, let's shut it down. Shut it down, Tim. Turn the key. Put the close sign up.
What's that? What was that? Oh, all right. Let me give you the code word. If you want to go to Jazz Fest, now's your chance to win a pair of tickets to the second weekend of Jazz Fest. Today's password is Lanyap. All you have to do is go to WWL.com/contest, register to win. It's that easy. Don't miss your chance to win. All you have to do is listen at 9, as you just did, noon, 3, and 6, for the Jazz Fest code word of the day to see amazing artists like Pearl Jam, Luke Combs, Lenny Kravitz, Cage the Elephant, Santana, Patti LaBelle, Trombone Shorty, and more. Good luck. Happy festing from Miller Lite, the official beer of Jazz Fest and WWL. The word this hour, today's word, is Lanyap. I got to take care of some Tucker family business on Monday. I was going to take the week, but I'm only going to take Monday off. And along those lines, Ian McNulty joins us now, who covers food and dining for the Times-Picayune, NOLA Advocate. I thought you'd get a kick out of this. First of all, good morning.
Morning. Good morning. Lanyap, on my mind. I hope that people don't have to spell it in order to qualify.
Nope, it's a drop-down menu. So I got to find a place to board Teddy the dog, right? And I found a place, and it's a nice place and everything, and they keep talking about an interview that had to happen. And the whole time, I thought they were talking about I had to be interviewed. And I'm thinking, well, why do you have to interview me? I'm here right now. What? Going to find out. They do an interview with the dog to see if the dog is friendly enough to be with other dogs. So now, you know, it's hard enough when you have your kid that has to do an interview to get into high school or something else. Now the dog has to do an interview to make sure that he can get along with his playmates. It's a complicated world within which we live, Ian McNulty.
Puppy performance anxiety could be a thing.
Yeah, could be. I don't know. Tell me what you've been doing. Where you been? What you been up to? I'm guessing Jazz Fest?
Jazz Fest food, baby. People say, you know, who are you excited to see at Jazz Fest? They might start rattling off. John Fogerty had a great set. Pearl Jam's coming up. Now, people ask me who I'm excited to see at Jazz Fest. I'm saying Crawfish Monica. I'm saying Vaucasson Sausage. I'm saying Trout Baquet from Little Dizzy's. It's the food, baby. There's a giant food festival, and it turns out that they set up a bunch of stages around it and play music, too. It's wonderful. It's a wonderful thing out there, Jazz Fest.
It is.
Yep.
I hear a lot of people like it.
I was there from the very first at the starting gun, and was there at the dying strains of Fogerty's set.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't go to a single music stage, brother. All I did was hit the food booth.
Well, what was Fogerty with the baseball bat guitar? What was all that about?
Yeah, I missed that. I don't know, man. Wow. I can talk to you all day long about vegan gumbo, about oysters in the half shell, and about new po' boys, but I didn't see a lick of music. I heard some of it in the background. It was really nice.
Well, let's talk about what you ate then.
Ambient sound. First of all, let me just set it up a little bit, Tommy, because, you know, we talk about Jazz Fest food a lot, but it's because Jazz Fest food is different. The way they run the food program out there is different, and the way that New Orleans people kind of adhere to it and make it part of their rituals and traditions. I mean, talk to people who go to Jazz Fest year after year, even if they only go once a year, if they go every other year, these traditions accrue. And, you know, it's like where they stand, the flag that they bring, the people they hang out with, the first thing they drink, what they do after Jazz Fest. It's just the way that we build our own. We make these big events our own, much like Mardi Gras, you know, like everyone's got their own way of doing it. And the food is part of that, and it's because Jazz Fest kind of cultivates these relationships with individual vendors who are not rolling in from out of town. This is not, you know, carnival food. This is not, traveling vendors. These are local small businesses, most from the New Orleans area, some from around Louisiana, that are, you know, they're all family-run businesses. They're restaurants, they're caterers. And the ability that they have to produce food of very high quality at the pace of grab-and-go street food, mm-hmm. It comes through like these highly refined systems that they evolve and develop through the years. There's a lot of process and technique and strategy that goes into getting you that little bowl or that sandwich, lickety-split. It's fascinating to watch behind the scenes, but really what it is the way that people gravitate towards their favorite dishes and associate those flavors and those things with Jazz Fest, with the good times, with the people they're with. Even if they can get a similar po' boy any old day, anywhere around town, or a bowl of gumbo, whatever, it's different because it's at Jazz Fest and this highly specific flavor profile and frankly, the people behind the booths. And I'm gonna get into some of the new stuff I tried. Mm-hmm. But when you go to these things year after year, you know, it's a way of marking time and even the passage of time. And, you know, the time marches on and sometimes, you know, people drop away from it. And so, you know, also on my mind going to Jazz Fest are the great meals I've had in the past that I won't have there anymore. And one fresh example of that is Jamila's Cafe. They have for almost 30 years been out at Jazz Fest serving the flavors of North Africa. This is a family from Tunisia, and somehow they made the flavors of North Africa, merguez lamb sausage, tagine of lamb over saffron rice, into festival dishes next to the gumbo and the po' boys and the beignets and the pralines. And for a lot of people, it just became a flavor of the fest that they look forward to every year. And seeing the people, Monsef and Jamila themselves, this couple, the wonderful couple that have run the stand for almost 30 years, their most famous dish is the most unusual crawfish bisque that's green with zucchini and spinach, but creamy and layered with the seafood stock flavor and the pop of crawfish. It's fantastic. And you think about Jazz Fest when you have this. Well, you know, the times you're getting along, you do something for 30 years. That's 30 years tacked onto your life. They decided they couldn't do the Jazz Fest and run their restaurant at the same time. So they've bowed out of Jazz Fest, taking one of the great flavors of Jazz Fest off the board. But the restaurant remains open, and learning that, Tommy, what did I do? I basically ran over to Jamila's restaurant on Maple Street near the universities one recent day, and I assembled a meal of all of their Jazz Fest dishes at the table for dinner, and we chowed down on that. And it was a wonderful experience, and I ended up writing a column about it. It'll be in Sunday's paper. It's online right now at NOLA.com. And it's just really an ode to these wonderful people, all the memories they've created at their restaurant and out at Jazz Fest, and how, you know, times change, things go on, people have to make changes in their own lives, and, you know, that affects the way that we enjoy things and that we engage with people. And, you know, that's like some of the power and meaning of our New Orleans food culture. But the bottom line is Jamila's Cafe is still open on Maple Street. They are serving that amazing bisque and that merguez lamb sausage and everything else they served at Jazz Fest. And you can go see them and get that wonderful courtly exuberance with which they run their tiny cottage restaurant. And, you know, that's a New Orleans Jazz Fest food story that endures back at their restaurant. And it was really good to see them and be in that space and to get feedback from other people once that story posted about how much they appreciate Jamila's and how, you know, it's always more than the food on the plate. It really is the people and the relationships and how we intertwine that in our food culture in New Orleans. One of the things that makes our city special. So that is a long ode to the past that continues in the present on different terms at Jamila's. But my first order of business, Tommy, when I get to Jazz Fest on day one, is to see what is new. Because for all of that continues, the crawfish Monica, the crawfish bread, the Vaucresson sausage po' boys, etc., there are always changes. There's usually a vendor or two, you know, when a vendor like Jamila's bows out, well, it's a space for somebody new to come in. So every year there's a couple new vendors and some of the existing vendors bring new dishes. And any other festival, it wouldn't matter as much, but at Jazz Fest, there is a high degree of interest in every little change that happens with the venue. And so yesterday, I spent the entire day not listening to music, not drinking beer, not hanging out with friends, but working for the people, working for you, my food lovers of New Orleans, digging into every single new dish, and I ate 18 of them.
What?
Yes. That, I couldn't believe it by the end. Now, I didn't finish 18 of them. My process is this. Puff, puff, pass. Okay? I take a couple pictures. You can see them on NOLA.com or on my Instagram, Ian McNulty. NOLA is the handle. So puff, puff, pass means I take some pictures. I take a few bites. I try it. I sample it. I mess with it a little bit. And then I find somebody to pass it on to. Either reporter friends who are out working the fest, they know about this technique. They often trail me like seagulls after a shrimp boat, saying, hey, you know, you taking up pictures of that po' boy yet,
oh,
big
those
boy?
Those birds when they're cutting grass, kind of like that, when the birds follow a tractor when they're cutting grass, like that?
Precisely. Yeah, okay. Trailing, I believe they call it. But it was a lot of food, nonetheless, and a few highlights that stood out. Some people will remember the restaurant Café Dauphine. It was a little neighborhood restaurant in Holy Cross on the other side of the Industrial Canal. And when it opened, it was sort of a post-Katrina comeback story, like, you know, the neighborhood's coming back, good vibes. It's like a Creole soul restaurant. Tia Henry is the chef. During COVID, she shifted gears, like everybody. Her pandemic pivot was to go into fielding community feeding efforts that the city was running, that other nonprofits were running, people fed during the pandemic. Well, that turned into catering gigs, and she's...
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Shifted over to doing catering and events. So Café Dauphine no longer open as a restaurant, but is the hub for her catering business. And she's become a presence at festivals. She's been at French Quarter Festival, and this year is her debut at Jazz Fest. And she's serving dishes that she used to have at the restaurant, to wit, a stuffed bell pepper. Sounds like a normal New Orleans dish, but this one is stuffed with a mix of crab meat and shrimp and just a little bit of something to bind it together, not much. It's mostly crab meat and shrimp. And then deep fried, because, of course, that's the twist. And these are little bite-sized pepper bites, really. And they think of like almost a crab cake mixed with a stuffed bell pepper. And they're fantastic. And it makes great festival food. There's a picture of it online you can check out. Right next to that, she's doing these big, fat, size-of-your-wrist egg rolls stuffed with crawfish and shrimp and hand-chopped cabbage, just crunchy with a kind of a sweet heat sauce on there. Terrific. You can find Café Dauphine if you're out at Jazz Fest. They could call it Food Area 1. It's close to the crawfish bread stand and the Vau Croissant po' boy stand, so right over by there. Another new one is a new vendor out there is called Lady Nelly Oyster Farm, and this is one of those new type of oysters that we've talked about that aren't, you know, the conventional kind that are dredged off of reefs, but are grown in cages, a little more cultivated. They come out just looking a little cleaner, a lot cleaner, a lot more elegant. And just
off-bottom, I think they call them off-bottom oysters.
That's right, yes. Yeah. And so Lady Nelly was one of the growing number of farms in Louisiana that are doing this. These are Louisiana oysters through and through. They're just grown in a different way. You know, much like a finer wine is cultivated than, say, your old trusty supermarket wine or your box of wine. It's the same oyster, but just grown differently, and so it comes out differently, and the taste is fantastic. The texture is.
And we're back. 9:26. Ian McNulty was in the middle of telling us something about the Jazz Fest food that he was eating. Pick it up right where you left off, Ian, please.
Okay. Yeah. Quickly, we're going through some of the new dishes. There's a new type of oyster that's out there. It's that off-bottom type. If you've ever wondered about, I've seen these at restaurant menus increasingly. Now it's at Jazz Fest. They're wonderful. It's over there next to the Little Dizzy's stand, the classic Little Dizzy's between the Jazz tent and the Blues tent. They're called Lady Nelly Oyster Farm, and they're growing them near Grand Isle, right on Bayou Lafourche there, those waters, and they're lovely. So another great addition to the Jazz Fest menu. And here was a surprise hit for me, Tommy. Vegan gumbo. It sounds like a punchline. It sounds like you're trying to put somebody down. Go eat your vegan gumbo. Nothing against vegans, but still, you know, it's Louisiana. You can go that way. It's coming out of a restaurant that is not vegan at all. This is Bracato's Kitchen. I must say, not related to Angela Bracato's, but it's over on Broad Street near the courthouse, Julian Broad. This guy, Troy Bracato, makes a mean gumbo, great roast beef po' boy. And since he started becoming a Jazz Fest vendor, he's made a few specialties out there. These great fried oyster dishes that he's got covered with barbecue shrimp sauce and buffalo sauce. This is your new dish. This is vegan gumbo. And he's had it as his repertoire for a long time. And I had my doubts, but Tommy, it tastes wonderful. They take tofu and smoke it over wood. Same with mushrooms, and it creates this good umami flavor in just a classic, Cajun country roux, dark brown, chocolatey, rich, and it's not. I'm getting it again before Jazz Fest is over, not because I need an alternative. Like a vegan gumbo instead of a full tilt gumbo, but because it's just really delicious, and that's another great food find out there.
So when you eat this, when you eat this tofu, what is the texture, the flavor? What do you think you're eating?
Well, it tastes smoky. I mean, it's been smoked. The great thing about tofu, which I'm a big fan, I love tofu, is that it absorbs the flavors that are cooked around it or cooked with it, and in this case, the smoker. I mean, it tastes. Little like you get that aroma of like that's usually reserved for andouille or tasso coming out of a Cajun smokehouse. And it's really tasty, and it's in that roux, and it's maybe a tad lighter on the tummy by the end of the day than all that sausage and chicken, which I like a lot.
What is the texture of this tofu of which you speak?
Silken, yeah, soft, silken. Velvety, yeah. Almost like if I was to compare it to a meat, maybe a scallop. Things like that,
but knowing you're the texture of a scallop, right?
Yeah, the texture, not the flavor. One last thing is you say vegan gumbo, people are like, what? You say fried alligator, people think, yeah, touristy, tourist trap kind of thing. No, sir. Klessy Seafood, the great mid-city crawfish spot, has a fried gator dish out there. Which is really good. Does it taste a bit like dark meat chicken, maybe, with a little pull to it? Yeah, sure. But it's gonna, it's got that different gator essence to it, that's somewhere between chicken thigh and seafood, with a really good kind of chili pepper glaze to it, like a pepper jelly, leaning more to the pepper than the jelly. Topping, and it's really good. And Klessy's is another new vendor. They're back for year two, and they're doing the crawfish vending out there, and they do fun things like they'll put that gator over a bowl of crawfish etouffee for sort of an off menu thing. And one last thing, the Jazz Fest every year has a cultural exchange pavilion that changes. The vendor will change based on the food honoring whatever country Jazz Fest is honoring. This time it's our noble neighbors to the south, Mexico. And the flavors are coming through a stand there that has really good tamales with chicken and mole and a really nice shrimp ceviche. And I can tell you, the people running this booth, they know how to source their seafood. This is coming from a shrimper down in Montague, down the bayou. And you can tell really good shrimp that's it's hand-peeled, fat, pops. They make it into a ceviche, so you really taste it. Off of tostadas that they're frying up to spec right back there. You walk up, you smell them frying the tostadas. It's a great little oasis right in the middle of Jazz Fest with awesome Mexican music and art and cocktails. They have a get a load of this. It's called the Cultural Exchange Bar. You're going to love that name, right? Mm-hmm. I'm in for a cultural exchange at the bar. Sure, sign me up. They're making Paloma cocktails, frozen or on the rocks. That just really hit the spot out there, too.
Somebody
back at it.
Somebody wants to know about a place to eat with their work wife tomorrow to celebrate their birthday.
Well, I'm going to weave this in with some sad news. Go to Mofo. Mofo in Mid-City, been around for almost a dozen years, ostensibly Vietnamese, but it's not really that. This is not competing with your normal like Photoshop. This is a creative, innovative, modern take on Southeast Asian flavors. Casual, good work spouse kind of outing. It's over by City Park. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, it's closing by the end of next weekend, along with its sibling restaurant, the much more upscale Maypop restaurant downtown. It's a sad state of affairs. These were both terrific restaurants, and they just, in one case, Maypop has been contending with that building collapse that happened in December down in the CBD. Which building collapse, you may ask? Mm-hmm. Yes, there were a few, weren't there?
Right.
But this was that first dramatic one that... with the very historic old building that houses the Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities and many other offices, nearly crumbling there on, what is that, Girard Street, I think. Yeah, right there, O'Keefe, near the Rouses, in the South Market District. Maypop is right across the street from where this building partially collapsed, and they reopened the road, but all these months later, if you haven't been down there, yeah, I don't blame you. You probably have been avoiding that street because it's blocked off still, like a contested border crossing. It's still open to traffic, but you might not know that. And, you know, the walk-in traffic for the restaurant dried up, and they had to pull the plug on it. That's Maypop. And unfortunately, Mofo is collateral damage, and they said they've been facing declining business. So two really, really nice restaurants that did innovative things and had their own niche. So I would say give them a last hurrah, you know, to get over there and celebrate and pipe them out in the right way. I hope they do with some bang up business and send their employees off to their next step in their career with some good tips in their pocket.
Are there any plans to reopen anywhere else?
Currently, no. I should say that the same chef, Michael Galata, extremely talented local guy. He and his partner also run Tana, the upscale Italian restaurant on Metairie Road. So they'll probably be doubling down on that. I could see a future for Mofo, maybe in some other location, perhaps in a scaled down concept. Perhaps they've entertained that possibility, but for now, nothing on the boards. Although you can still find Mofo at the airport, which is sort of a different thing. The airport restaurants are done under licenses with the names that they carry for the local restaurants, so it's not exactly the same thing. But you know, if you're traveling through and you see the Mofo restaurant still there, that's why. Sad situation. You want to help the whole story, NOLA.com has it, kind of one of our top stories right now.
Somebody texted in and said they're going to Jazz Fest for the first time with people from out of town, and they want your top five must-have dishes to get while they're there.
I can give you my top 12 with photos to match if you go to NOLA.com, but I'll give you a couple right off the bat. You never been to Jazz Fest before, go get Crawfish Monica. You know, it's a classic. It's a classic for a reason. Rotini pasta, rich spicy cream sauce, lots of crawfish. Stick to the theme here, crawfish bread. You know, a lot of people really mourned it when it looked like they were bowing out 2 years ago and celebrated when they came back. Well, they are back, baby. Crawfish bread. It's like almost like a Louisiana calzone, kind of pressed down with lots of crawfish and cheese, stretchy, good, delicious. I'm going to tackle that today. It's been too long. Vacarson, the classic Creole hot sausage po' boy. Again, you can get a po' boy any old place, right? But it's different when it's a Jazz Fest, and it's definitely different when it's Vacarson. That's just a 100% taste of the fest right there. The Creole hot sausage is the classic. I also really like their jerk chicken sausage po' boy. And then you got to get the combo plate from Patton's. This is the plate you see people walking around with this and heads turn. Like, what is this? This is festival food? Patton's is the great caterer out in Slidell. Multi-generation family business here. Shows you how, you know, while some vendors do have to bow out, others continue generation after generation. They're out there. What's on this combo plate? An oyster patty. Again, you have to decode some of this stuff for non-Louisiana people, non-New Orleans people. Oyster patty is a vol-au-vent, you know, pastry, puff pastry shell with a creamy oyster filling. next to the crawfish sack. What is a crawfish sack? It's a delicate little, like a beggar's purse, almost like a fried dumpling filled with basically crawfish etouffee and tied delicately with a fried green onion, a chive. I love this thing. And the third part of it is a shrimp beignet. They often do crawfish beignet. This year it's shrimp beignet. And you put that all together on a plate. It's like you just went through the catering line at a well-catered wedding, a cocktail party. And it's all out there at Jazz Fest. And one last one, of course, the Cochon de Lait Po' Boy, which I have not had this year because I was too busy eating all the new stuff yesterday. But every time I saw one pushing through the crowd, it was like the crowds would part in awe of the sandwich. They're especially lushly piled with that smoky pulled pork, that cochon de lait in a pistolette with a little slaw on the base at the bottom. Fantastic. You have those five things, you know what Jazz Fest food is about.
I can't let you go without asking about this hangover remedy that you wrote a story about. Did it work or not?
I'm a believer. It's called Antidote. Yeah, it's called Antidote. The bartender from Cafe Degas has come up with this brand. There's lots of hangover patches out there. Always been a skeptic, but then I found some at the bar, at Cafe Degas. He sells them over the counter, basically. And you put it on your skin. It's like a little sticker. Excuse me, I had to sneeze.
God bless you.
Yes, thank you. God bless us all, Tommy. Mm-hmm. And long story short, we use them in extensive field trials at events that really we should have earned hangovers. We really should have. And the next day, smooth sailing.
So you put this on really, while you're drinking or the next day when you wake up?
Ideally before. You think in your head, I think 20 minutes from now I'm gonna start to poke the bear. So you put on the sticker, the bear gets poked extensively, and let's say the hair of the dog that you've goaded into biting you does not actually bite you. You leave it on the whole time. You go to bed with it, and hopefully nothing else. And you wake up the next day and you peel it off and you think, okay, all in all, not so bad. It's a little ounce of prevention itch. If you think you may be in danger of a hangover, perhaps we'll take you there.
All right. Look, check with your doctor before you do anything like this and all that stuff, all the usual things. I just wanted to know if it actually worked or not.
Food writer. Don't take any medical advice from a food writer.
No, absolutely not. Thank you.
Do not follow the path I blaze.
Enjoy yourself. Thank you, sir. Ian McNulty covers food and dining for the New Orleans Advocate, Times-Picayune. We'll take a break. Talk to our friend Jeff Malermo about LSU baseball when we come back on WWL. Right now, traffic.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, we got to run a business and we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knix Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.